expanding possibilities. The Mindset Zone.
I'm your host, Anna Malikian, and my mission is to support individuals and organizations to increase their impact while avoiding burnout. If you want to work smarter, not harder, I can help you. If you want to go from burnout to full engagement, let's talk. Reach me at anna@mindset.zone. Yes, instead of .com, it's .zone. You can also access all the episode notes, links, and other amazing resources at mindset.zone. On the last episode of the Mindset Zone podcast, I had a very interesting conversation with Mitch Axelrod about the new game of service. And Mitch is all about thinking outside of the box, even throwing away the box altogether. And I'm very lucky to have the opportunity of having him as my coach for a while. And he's being instrumental in thinking outside of the box and seeing possibilities, expanding possibilities in very big ways in my business. So I get it. And I really recommend that you check the conversation that I had with him in the last episode. Yet afterwards, I was thinking about being boxing or what we can do about it. And I was thinking that as human beings, we have a tendency to categorize things. It's a way for us, for our brains, it's the way that our brains are wired to simplify, to put things in a box, in a category. It's a way that preserves energy, saves energy in our brain. So we have this tendency. And we can see this in the day-to-day, in the way that even when we ask to somebody about who they are, what they do, is usually we expect something about I'm a category, like I'm a lawyer, I'm a coach, I'm a podcaster. Even if the person doesn't say that directly, we are always trying to put people into a category. It's just the way that our brain works. And it's really interesting that I've been working for more than a decade also in marketing and communication. And of course, we can, through marketing, through the strategical communication, we can influence how other people see us, how they categorize us, in which box that they put us. Instead of letting them just invent a box, we can influence the box category that they are putting us in. And this is a very powerful thing to do. Yet again, for many human beings, the idea of being boxed in, we resent that. We don't like to be boxed in, to be limited in our options and be under a certain category or within a box. Mainly for so many entrepreneurs out there or people that like to color outside of the lines, so to speak. The idea of being boxed in is really limiting. And that made me think of so many of my clients when I start working on the online world more than 10 years ago. I start work with the service professionals about how to help them, marketing, create relevance about what they are doing out there. And I still remember I was working with, at the time, with a photographer that, and we were speaking about the need to define a target market. And he turns to me and say, but I don't want to be a wedding photographer. I don't like that box. And I understood him in the sense that it can be limiting for somebody that is a creative, that wants to express and make a living through their craft and art, being put in a box that they can feel very confining. And at the same time, I know how important it is to have a target market, to be able, mainly for micro businesses, to that we have limited resources in money and time. We have to be very, very target in order to see results from our efforts in communicating our message out there. And it was during that time that I realized that I always will going to face resistance if somebody's with that, I don't want to be boxed in, trying to convince them that being boxed in is a good thing, will not going to work. And I realized that we had to do a shift. The first one is that accept that resistance, that natural resistance, and start working and park the target market issue for a while there, even after explaining that is a practical thing and that we can change target markets, but just give the information and let it be there, not trying to convince them about that, because otherwise we are only going to meet resistance. And instead do changing a little bit the approach to focus on the why is important, why are they doing what they are doing now in this moment in their lives. And this is another connection point with the conversation with Mitch last week in the podcast, because it's part of his core message is about what he call the soul role and goal, that has to be in that direction. We really have to know what are the things that feeding our soul at this moment in our lives. And if you think about, and nowadays I'm doing a lot of work in myself and with other people about the what in the business world sometimes is called the MVVs, mission, vision and values, and starting with the values is extremely important, or purpose if you are more in the life coaching field. So all these things, whatever is the directions, there is many different ways of exploring that, but be able to clarify why we do what we do, why is this important, why this is meaningful, why this make us tick, why this make us really feed our soul in so many ways, really helps everything else. So because when we have the clarity about what are the values that we want to live, in what way we are want to live them now in the mission that we are doing with our business, with our professions, with our careers, whatever we are, then it's easier to go back and ask the question. Now that you have clarity about that inside that is so important, where do you want to take your message? So that changes the target market, the box, because, and I used to do this. I used to do this exercise with my clients at the time. That was when I was seeing this resistance and this to be boxing. I will accept that. I will tell them, yeah, it's really tough. And imagine yourself and you listening, if you feel in anything in your life that you are being put in a box, let's start there. Imagine yourself within that box, all crawl over in a little small space, is not nice, is even we want to break out of that. We want to, it's not comfortable, it's not pleasurable. So, okay, let's get out of that box. It's not what we want. So let's get out of the box. We don't need to stay boxed in. Wonderful. So when and if you are working one-on-one or in person, you can see the people that when you say, yes, now you can get out of the box, there is a relief. You can get out of the box. So step out of the box. Imagine yourself, you were in the box. Now you are stepping out of the box, coming out of the box. Great. And if you can visualize this, even better. And now you are looking into the box. And when you manage to imagine yourself looking into the box, then go one step further, pick the box and flip it over. So bring the bottom of the box to the top. So now you are not seeing something that you can go in, but something that you can step into. Like the box as a platform. And that is powerful. You don't have to be in the box. You can step into the box as a platform. And now you can become more visible. You are raised above the rest. And you can take your message to the people that you are meant to serve. So think about this. So the box can be that constraint, or the box can be just a way to elevate you and your mission and what you want to do. And that is, in my opinion, the best way of seeing a target market. Is just a box, a platform where we can start and we can make an impact, and a way of elevating our relevance, the communicating our message and doing the marketing, because marketing is all about creating awareness and relevance. So think about the power of these shifts. Sometimes accept the resistance, find another way in, and then if we feel constrained, boxed in, flip the box and step into that box as a platform. Can be really, really powerful. And that is my invitation to you. Next time that you feel boxed in, please just pause. Pause for a moment and increase your self-awareness for a moment of how that makes you feel. What are the thoughts that trigger? And even what makes you do and behave when you feel in that constraining of being boxed in. By recognizing that, then you can come out of that box and experiment with something different. Like flipping the box and using the box as a platform. Or in a different way, use your creativity there. But if you decide, for instance, to step in the top of the box and use it as a platform, for instance, to share your message, experiment with it and see how that makes you feel, how allows you to think in a different way and do different things and have a different impact. It's always that simple principle of when facing with something that we have the tendency to be triggered, to react, have the power of pressing the pause button, increase our self-awareness, and experiment maybe with a different response. It's what I like to call the PIE method. P for pause, for pressing the pause. I for increasing our self-awareness. and E for embracing the experimentation. I had several episodes about this, and I can put a link on the show notes if you want to explore this even more. And again, think about situations where other people trying to box in and how you can transform it and experiment with something new. Why not?
Expanding possibilities, the mindset.
Thank you for listening, and remember to follow this podcast. And if you're listening in Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. That really helps us spread the word about the Mindset Zone. Also, visit mindset.zone. Yes, instead of .com is .zone. There you can find amazing resources and more information about my speaking and how I support purpose-driven individuals and organizations increase their impact while preventing burnout. As always, I'm so grateful you are here. Expand what's possible for you, for the ones around you, for the world.